Now to commentator Frank DeFord, who hopes the excitement over the Women's World Cup win in soccer will lead to more support for women's sports, though he's not too optimistic.
Soccer owns sports nationalism. There are world championships, continental championships, and all kinds of sports. But when it comes to countries playing against each other, soccer's tournament is more spectacular than all the others put together. Hey, win the World Cup, baby, your ticker tape on Broadway. Would you know, for example, that far more American girls play basketball than soccer? And would you know that the U.S. women's basketball team won the world championship last year again? But please help me remember what kind of a reception our women's basketball heroes got when they came back to the USA with the trophy. No, it's got to be the World Cup. Of course, it's been the case forever that the United States was about the only place on the globe where soccer wasn't the king of the sports jungle. But now it seems we, too, have caught the nationalism virus, and we're just as jingoistic as everybody else when it comes to the World Cup. It's well known by now that when our women beat Japan in the final last week, more Americans watched on TV than they did any game in the NBA Finals. LeBron who? Without any doubt, it was the high water mark for women's sports in the U.S., eclipsing our victory in the 1999 World Cup. You might remember the euphoria over that. It was exactly like now. Yes, sir, women's soccer, women's sports has arrived. Oops, a professional league, the Women's United Soccer Association, was started. Total bust, folded in 3 years. Another women's league staggered through three seasons before going under in 2012. Now we have the National Women's Soccer League in its third year. The Women's National Basketball Association is in its 19th season. It still plays in the summertime, though, because that's when arenas are available for a show that doesn't draw well enough to play in the real basketball season. You see, the reason a women's soccer pro league hasn't succeeded may not be soccer's fault. Rather, the fault seems to lie, if you will excuse a man daring to say it, with you women out there. Ever since Title IX gave girls equal opportunity with boys in sports, more and more females have played sports. But for whatever reason, women don't much want to pay to watch other women play sports. Well, unless they're playing Bobby Riggs at tennis or playing some other country in the World Cup every four summers. If the National Women's Soccer League is to succeed, or for that matter, if women's basketball, college and pro, if women's sports is going to start filling up more seats, then it's got to be women's backsides in those seats, cheering their gender mates on. Otherwise, it'll be 1999 all over again.